Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, March 25th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. This evening, one of the greatest Broadway composers ever gets a concert review worthy of his storied career. Stephen Sondheim's Old Friends begins previews at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater. The production ran in the West End in late 2023, earning raves, and received its North American premiere last month in Los Angeles. Driven by songs from the Sondheim catalog, Old Friends, which is plotless, features an ensemble cast of 19, led by legends Bernadette Peters and Lea Salonga. Direction and musical staging are by Matthew Bourne, with choreography by Stephen Meir. Old Friends opens on April 8th. The limited run has been newly extended to June 15th. In other extension news, John Proctor is the Villain is staying in town for two more weeks through July 6th. The new play by Kimberly Bellflower, which just began previews last week, re-examines Arthur Miller's The Crucible in the heat of the Me Too movement in rural Georgia. The show is led by Stranger Things star Sadie Sink in her return to Broadway, leading a cast of nine. Danya Taymor directs. John Proctor is the Villain officially opens on April 14th. Tickets for the newly added dates are on sale now at telecharge.com. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, March 23rd. It was another strong week for most of the shows in the theater district. Leading the charge was Good Night and Good Luck, starring George Clooney, which set an all-time high for single-week gross for a non-musical at over $3.3 million. It marked the second time in less than a month that the previous records had been broken. The show opens on April 3rd at the Winter Garden. In its final week of previews, Othello slipped a bit to a still astounding $2,529,484 at the Barrymore, and with Broadway's highest average ticket price, driven by the star power of Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal. The show officially opened to mixed reviews on Sunday night. Oh Mary welcomed a new star, Titus Burgess, and sold-out audiences responded in kind. The hit play made $1,127,763 at the Lyceum, its highest-grossing week since mid-January. Burgess will be in the show through April 6th. Three other shows officially opened last week. The play Purpose and new musical Buena Vista Social Club began to reap the benefits of their mostly positive reviews. The former made $330,958 and filled up 95% of seats at the Helen Hayes, while the latter grossed $891,455, playing to 99% audiences at the Gerald Schoenfeld. And Operation Mincemeat, another critical darling, sold out the John Golden for its opening week, making $716,491. Two new shows began previews last week. The Last 5 Years, starring Nick Jonas and Adrian Warren, sold out the Hudson, grossing $731,535 over five previews. Opening night is April 6th. While John Proctor is the Villain, the new play starring Sadie Sink played to standing-room-only audiences at the Booth, grossing $190,867 over its first three previews. It opens on April 14th. In total, across 33 running shows, over $41.2 million was made. 27 of those shows played to at least 90% capacity houses. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.